Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Derek here from Odin Paranormal Society of Ohio. Check out my YouTube, Odin Paranormal Society of Ohio. Just type it in or click off the description page. This broadcast is called Rip Uncle Bob and the Broken Clock. Guys, read the link that's provided in the description box. For the backstory, we'll be talking about it in this broadcast, but to watch the videos connected to it, please check it out. Also, if you guys got a Twitter, Facebook, whatever you got, please share this broadcast with others. I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. About 5 years? 6 years? I don't remember. I used to be hot and heavy on Blog Talk Radio back in 2009, 2010. Doing a lot of conspiracy stuff back then. I was just doing like 2 hours a day. Hell no to all that. So glad to do paranormal stuff, be part of the paranormal. Very interesting stuff for me going on the month of December and so far here in January. On December 14th, my clock started acting up. It's a digital clock. Plug it in. Got it this year, earlier 2017, and yeah, it wouldn't tell time no more. It showed the time, but it wouldn't tell the time. Or basically what happened was, randomly, it went back to 12 o'clock. So whatever time it was on, it randomly went back to 12 o'clock, not flashing, but just 12 o'clock. So unplugged it, plugged it back in, put it to the correct time, and wait to see if it would tell time. 60 seconds go by, it's still there. I'm confused. Everything works on it. Looked at the instructions. trying to figure out why isn't it moving? It's past 60 seconds. Found out that my uncle passed away at the age of 66. And from what I understood is that he had a long road of recovery. And it shocked me. That's the first child from my grandmother. My grandmother's 87 years old. She'll be 88 in August. She had 7 kids, 3 boys and 4 girls. And that's her first to pass away out of the 7 and first boy. Of the family. So I found on the 15th that he passed away on the 14th, and that's when my clock went haywire in the sense of not telling time. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's Uncle Bob telling me that, you know, you passed away, and it's a sign. I believe in stuff like that. I mean, how many of you have stories out there of a bird flying in your house, or you see a cardinal the next day, or you heard an owl the day before, things like that. But in this case, it's my clock. And so for the next few days, it would just sit at 12 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, so I did some EVP sessions, did some videos you can find on YouTube, Rip Uncle Bob Part 1. There's actually 4 parts. The latest video is Part 4, and we'll get in that here in a second. So did some EVP sessions by the clock, and trying to figure out what in the world's going on. Sometime between the 14th and Christmas, there were times where it started working again. And you go, this is odd. Well, before it started working again, briefly, I actually messaged the company that made that particular model. Emailed to them. I just simply talked about the clock and what it did. I didn't talk about anybody passing away or my own personal theories. I got a response back, and the representative thought I was wanting my money back, and so he was all about helping me, giving my money back, and tell me what I need to submit to him. And I respond back, no, I don't want any money. I don't want any money. I just want to know about that model. Is it normal for it to just not tell time? Have you heard anything like that? And then I added the story which you just heard about my uncle passing away on the same day it started acting up. And so he responds back and said in his 5 years that he's worked with the company, not once has he heard anything like I just told him, and I should keep it in a very special place, and which is also in the blog. You can read that in the blog entry provided in the description box of this episode. So that was my plan, was to just set it at the altar. And a friend of mine on Periscope suggested, why don't you just leave it not on 12 o'clock, but mainly set it to 8:08 because it looked like it says Bob. And I was like, that's a great idea. And so that's what I did. I set it to 8:08 and I leave it on my altar. And I think, okay, that's it. So somewhere between the time, we'll meet more after probably the 17th or so, to the 25th, there's times where it start working again. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? So I recorded that on camera. By the way, I think it's part two. Rip Uncle Bob part two, you can find on YouTube. Now get this. So it was a Saturday night. Saturday evening, really. I'm playing old school Nintendo. Not let me backtrack here. It's not really Nintendo. Have you guys heard of the replica Nintendo called Cool Baby? It's got 600 games, and you can buy it anywhere from $35 to $60, depends on where you get it. So here I am playing the Cool Baby, playing some old school Nintendo games. Okay, and I decided to drink a few beers. Use that clock and listen to music to the clock instead of listening through my Spotify and my Wi-Fi speaker. I decided to listen to a local classic rock station from that little radio clock that sits on my altar here in the living room. So I'm playing. I look over to my right. It's working. I'm like, holy cow, it's working. I pause my game, grab my phone, and decided to record. So as you can see in the video, Rip Uncle Bob Part 2, I says, Uncle Bob, if you're here, can you change it back to 8:08? And you'll see in a 34-second clip where after I say, Uncle Bob, can you change it back to 8:08 if you're here? It goes back to 8:08 on command. And I'm like, holy shit. That's my reaction. Holy shit. So my cousin Chad shows up, and he lives about an hour and a half from me. And his dad is Uncle Bob's brother, and him and Uncle Bob, my cousin's dad and Uncle Bob, they've probably drank coffee every day for 40 years. They live in the same town and had the same routine and things like that. So here comes Chad. I showed my cousin Chad the video, and he about shit his pants. And then it stopped working again. And during a Leonard Skinner song, and Uncle Bob loves Leonard Skinner, it started working again, and then it didn't work. So on Christmas morning, I did a live Periscope, and just using random apps, doing some EVP sessions. And everybody can see that it's still stuck at 8:08. Went to sleep sometime early in the morning, woke up, and it started working, and it's been working ever since till yesterday, and I'll get more into that. So very interesting with this clock, and the clock kind of goes beyond Uncle Bob because, like I said, it started working back on the 25th during the day. And then it started adding a little haywire on the 12th after midnight, in which you'll see Rip Uncle Bob Part 4, in which if you're here with Uncle Bob, can you glitch for me? And it glitched a little bit. And I asked about a cat that my parents lost after 17 years. I think the cat was about 17 years old, passed away on the 12th. And I asked, is the reason why it's glitching today like an omen and sign that the cat passed away And if so, can you glitch a lot for me for an answer? And it glitched a lot. And then knowing that my uncle bottle of beer, I had to ask him, like, you want a beer? And it glitched a lot. So I wanted to try that method to see if it's really Uncle Bob. Glitch after my, you know, if I ask a question. So there's a little glitch on one of my questions, and then when I specifically asked for a bigger glitch, he gave me a bigger glitch. You got to see that for yourself. Check it out, Rip Uncle Bob, Part 4 on Odin Paranormal Society of Ohio. You can find it in the description box on this channel. You also can find it off the link I provided in the description box for this episode. Please read the article in its entirety. It's more in-depth. A lot of links to Part 1, 2, 3, and 4. And also a link to Periscope showing you what happened. But it went farther than Uncle Bob. So take it to the 12th. It started going haywire sometime after midnight. So basically it went back to 8:08. And when I woke up about 6:23 in the morning, whatever it was glitching. Like it wanted to be 6:23, it wanted to be 8:08, and you know, just sort of just glitching back and forth. And I thought, it's never glitched like that before. It's either just told the time, or I went directly to 12, or 8:08. So, I didn't, you know, after the month I've had with losing my Uncle Bob, and then my Aunt Pam on the 20th of December at age 59. I know I haven't talked about that. I'm just kind of skipping over that for now to go to the 12th. I don't want to think about another death. Well, sometime early in the morning, maybe around 5, 6 in the morning, cat of 17 years passed away. There is a, and I was wondering about the 12th. And that's another backstory to which I believe I provided other links to that backstory about my curiosities about the 12th. What was interesting was during the week leading up to the 12th, my garage light, there's a sensor to it. So basically it's only supposed to come on at night when there's movement and only to remain on for about 2 to 3 minutes and then turn back off. For some reason, it decided to just stay on 24/7. And I let it go for days, at least 3 days. That light was on 24 hours a day. And I thought, well, is this an omen? What's going on? Like I said, the month I'm having, you have to read the other blogs too on Odin. Paranormal WordPress or whatever it is. Just look up on the description box there. So I went ahead and unscrewed the light. And I said to myself, if this is an omen, then they will have to reach me in another way, in which on the 12th, the clock started acting up after it's been working since Christmas. But here's something interesting, and this is something, new developments that I learned yesterday. A good friend of mine and also a paranormal expert, used to do ghost hunting with and stuff like that, her boyfriend, mom, was killed January 12th, yesterday. By her husband. I don't know how long they've been married, but her husband killed her. And then the police found the husband at the house and took him in without incident. And I'm like, whoa, are you, what? Yeah. That happened also on the 12th. So my condolences to the family for the sudden loss. And it's something I just couldn't believe hearing at first, and I read the article. I'm like, man, wow, my condolences. This is fucked up. been a really crazy month. I've documented all I can, both on my blog and on YouTube. You guys got to check it out. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me your own stories. Hell, take you back on the 28th. Exactly 2 weeks to the day, because my uncle passed away on the Thursday, December 14th. And then 2 weeks later, December 28th, on a Thursday, Aunt Pam passed away, age 59, in her home. And around, and I document this, around 11, between 11:02 and 11:04 a.m., in my backyard, for no reason, there was five black crows in the backyard, four on a wire that connects from my house to a pole, and one on the ground just calling up the storm. And that was, there were, he was loud. I'm like, what's going on? There's nothing dead back there. There's no reason for them to really be back there, you know. And they were just like making, one was really making noise. The other four was weighing down that wire. I'm like, man, there's some big boys. And I said, and then I thought, man, something's going to happen. I don't know what's going on. But I went, looked up symbolisms of crows. Now, at first I thought, well, maybe it has to connect with my uncle who just passed away and something symbolic for that, and that some of the stuff online supported that. But I also kept an open mind thinking, okay, we'll just wait and see. Well, later on that day, around 5 or 6 o'clock, I found out that she passed away sometime in the morning hours, had to have been after 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. So, bam. Interesting month. So check it out, Rip Uncle Bob, part one, part two, and part three, and part four on YouTube. It's all on the article called Rip Uncle Bob. Be able to follow the storyline there. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. So I got, 10 minutes left? 12 minutes left on this? It's been a while since I've done Blog Talk Radio, and it's just, I don't know. Just different. So used to doing Periscope, doing YouTube, but to do Blog Talk Radio again, hopefully this will work out. I like to start interviewing people, of whether you're a paranormal, part of a paranormal team, whether you have something that happened to you that's unexplained or unique, or you're an author, or maybe you're famous. I don't know. I like to bring you on. That's something that I'd love to do. Today is the first episode, so I wanted to just get reintroduced to Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully there isn't the same old BS when you try to call in, it kicks you off, or, you know, stats are always lagging and shit I had to deal with years ago. But maybe things have changed, so hopefully that's the case. And we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll upgrade. But it depends on you, the fans, you, the listeners, to share and make some noise. So, once again, check out my YouTube on Paranormal Society of Ohio and check out the blog associated with it. The blogging I try to update whenever. Been kind of slow about it, but I'm in no rush. I used to be the type of person that felt like I had to do a video each day and do a blog each day and just let it slow down a little bit. But I have tons of videos up, so please check that out, from EVP sessions with those who have passed on to locations like Bob Mackey. This can go on. A lot of stuff. I love using apps. I love to interview many who create ghost apps, like Steve Toller from Dayton, Ohio. I've used his reverse Polish app. I think it works wonderfully. Paranormal Den, which is actually Paranormal Den app. The Forgotten Languages is really nice. It's a group out of Akron. So hopefully bring him on. He's a cool dude. Jason, he rocks. Paranormal Den. Check those guys out on YouTube and Twitter. Steve Holte, I got to bring him on. I got so many questions from great app. You got to pay like $9 or $10 for it. I think it's better than the PSP 7, so I hope to bring him on. Hopefully maybe this week or very soon, see if he wants to come on. We'll talk about his app. I recommend it. A lot of people that I recommended to. They bought it. They've never had a problem. They've always said good things. So look that up. Steve Hultay, Hultay. Steve Hultay. It's Life Ghost Box. Check it out. Love it. And I use a lot of his app, a lot of my videos, along with some other free ones like Pairs. You ever use Pairs? P-A-I-R-S. I love that. I've found some great shit off of that. And I've worked with other ones. So it's all in the description box. So check all that out. Other than that, I'm surprised. I'm actually done early. I'm a talker. And here I am, done like almost 9-8 minutes left. So, interesting. Be good to take callers, but I don't have the switchboard up. And we'll take callers at another time. You hear any noises in the background? I'm watching the Discovery Channel, Alaskan Bush People, and my daughter's watching it with me. And just kickstart, I'm drinking. This Mountain Dew kickstart started to kick in, and I feel pretty good. So, I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good. Is there anything else I missed and I can talk about when it comes to the blog? Because there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot more in the blog entry. It's just trying to think if I can just say a few things to fill in here. Anything I'm missing? Not top of my head, but what I will say, I think it's very interesting about the clock. I plugged it in different outlets. I have did all I can to do troubleshooting. And it's got me, I tried to bump it and I can't. I've talked to the company, they have no clue. The only thing I left to do is find somebody that knows how to work on clocks and say, is there anything wrong with this? So they should be doing this and this and this. But other than that, it's definitely be, I'm wondering, here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if this clock is going to be of the status into which Zach Bagans would want to buy it. That's what I wonder. He collects all sorts of shit, so why not this one? But I'll tell you what, it's not for sale. It's not for sale. I mean, Uncle Bob would have to come to me in a dream and tell me to sell it. If he wanted, if I have his blessings. But I really think the month I've had so far, I wouldn't see why not this story, you know, this story would just take off. And when you think of Annabelle and you think of some other doll or some other item, you think of the clock. The clock in which has answered on my command from when I asked, can you turn it back to Uncle Bob, can you turn it back to 808? All the way to part 4 in which I'm asking it to glitch. And then specifically ask, can you glitch a lot? In which he glitched a lot for, hey, would you like a beer? Because he, I'll tell you what I want to his funeral. Every pitcher, I kid you not, every pitcher. He had a beer in his hand. Every pitcher. An episode, and Rip Uncle Bob part 1. I kid you not. And you guys got to hear this. And somewhere in the video, during the EVP session, when I'm trying to talk to him, I asked him if they had Bush beer on the other side. And a few moments later, I swear it sounds like he says, it's on tap. The whole thing, Bush. Bush beer. He says, it's on tap. I laughed so hard. God, that's funny. I've showed it to a few of my relatives, and they laughed hard. I mean, that. So you like Bush beer? Well, I got to be specific. You know, so. So you're going to find that a lot of my videos is, I try my best to bring best evidence that I can, but I also add a lot of humor. I'm not a fan of serious teams that they're always serious. They're always like, everything's got to be spooky and demonic and ooh, and you've got to act a certain way and talk a certain way and fuck all that shit. if you talk to each other the way you do here on this life, just because you're on the side doesn't mean all of a sudden you act like they're God themselves, you know, like all reverent. I believe in respect, absolutely, but you've got to have a personality. And the spirits will come to you. You'll be a bus station. I mean, you'll have spirits around you. It's amazing to meet others who doesn't even have to go to a haunted place to bring spirits and talk to spirits. And they're able to catch a lot of great things from their own home. And their home's not haunted. It's just their attractor. They're what you call a medium. A bus station, a way station, the airport, people in and people out, spirits in, spirits out. Some people have that gift, some people don't. Some have it more than others. So, let's go ahead and wind it down here. Once again, check out Odin Paranormal Society of Ohio on YouTube. The link is on the profile. And check out the description box here for this particular episode. And we'll take you over to my blog entry. Other than that, check back to see what I've updated in future episodes. I'm going to do a few emails to see if I can bring somebody on. And we can do a interview. So check out for that. Other than that, guys. Have a kick-ass Sunday. See you next week.